Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, it's 8:20. Jeff Leake is the president of the Connecticut Education Association, and he joins us now. Jeff, Joe, and Ray, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Good morning to you both on this kind of dreary Friday morning, but
yeah,
here we are.
Boy, no kidding.
It's appropriate. Appropriate. Jeff, before we get to the governor's executive order, which was given to take care of public school staff to make sure that they still get paid. How are the members of your organization dealing with all the changes in their life? I mean, we talk about how life has changed for everybody, but if you're a teacher, it's really a strange time.
It is definitely a strange time. I've been a teacher for over 40 years in the state of Connecticut, and wow, clearly nothing has ever been in front of me like what is in front of our teachers right now. And it's just, in some cases, it's almost overwhelming. But, you know, we just weren't ready for this in many communities. All of a sudden, on a Friday afternoon, you're out of school, you walk out of school, and on Monday morning, you're trying to do something entirely different that you've never quite done before. So they are rising to the challenge. They are really kind of stepping up. We've got teachers coming together in work groups through CEA and so forth,
right,
kind of putting out advice for our teachers out there about, you know, the best kind of programs to think about, resources that they might use online and so forth. And, of course, there's always the issue in the state of Connecticut, especially, of the great disparity of resources that are available in some communities that are just not available in other communities. So,
you know,
our teachers are really stepping up.
Jeff, I'm glad you brought that up, because you're right. I mean, it's a challenge for the parents who are at home with their kids, but it's made
right
easier because teachers are saying, okay, why don't we try this, 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 and this? And it's probably kind of ad hoc. It's just going along as it goes. But, I mean, that's got to be an incredible challenge for a teacher.
It is. And, you know, not to get too down about this, but I was on a call last night with state affiliate presidents across the country, and you know, some teachers are really kind of feeling it in terms of nervous breakdowns, in terms of in one case we heard about a suicide that's probably related to this stress are under. So I don't want to highlight the negative, just have folks understand the incredible pressure. Teachers miss their kids.
Yes.
Oh, my God, yes.
Kind of problem, well, at least some of them. Most of them.
Well, yeah.
Nobody would have missed me, so that's okay.
And that's why we see folks in a couple of our communities already. They've organized these car parades where they get together and they go around and they just say hi to the kids, obviously from a safe distance, et cetera, just to let them know that they're still there and they're going to be there. And somehow we're going to put all of these things back together again when this craziness is all over. You know?
Well, and you know, before we move on again, Jeff, and we're talking to Jeff Leake, the president of the Connecticut Education Association, you know, people think that this video conferencing teaching, that everybody had this at their disposal. That's hardly the case.
Good point.
It's hardly the case. There's been some issues in some places where, you know, certain of the platforms can be gotten into by others that aren't supposed to be there. We're trying to make sure we're protecting kids at home. Obviously, we don't want, you know, any kind of information about who they are and what they're doing and so forth out to anyone else. So that's clearly part of the issue. But Yeah, and then, again, as I said, some districts were much more ready for this than others. We know of districts where second graders have Chromebooks at home, for example, and others where high school students don't have the technological ability to connect with their teachers. So it's clearly something that everybody is trying to work through. We appreciate some of the efforts of the State Department of Education and benefactors who are trying to get what's needed out there for our teachers. But it is a struggle. It is a struggle.
Well, and, you know, a lot of them, Jeff, don't even have access to basically high-speed internet. So, you know, you're doing dial-up. Oh, my God, if you can do that. You're right. I mean, and in certain areas, I'm thinking the rural areas, I think maybe in some urban areas, you have trouble, you know, getting that connection that you're going to need to do this, participate.
Exactly. I mean, I'm hearing that the internet providers are helping out by putting hotspots out there in some communities. Right. That's terrific, you know. Yeah. But again, it's all on the fly. It's all yeah. As we're getting through the last few weeks here, and it's been a challenge. But I, as president of our organization, I am so admiring the efforts, the intensity that teachers are putting into this, trying to make sure that, to the best of our ability, although we can't recreate our classroom situation, we're out there trying to make sure that kids are still learning as we get through this.
The governor this week, Executive Order 7R, one of the parts of it was to make sure that everybody in the school community continues to get paid. That's not just teachers, paraprofessionals, or other support staff, but it's cafeteria staff, it's clerical staff, It's custodial workers,
right.
And as the governor said in the executive order, to the greatest extent practicable. Is this viable? Can this continue, Jeff? And how long can that continue for?
Well, we hope it continues until things get back to normal. Our teachers recognize that our schools are an educational community. It's not just about the teachers. It's not just about the, you know, the paraprofessionals and so forth. It's about everyone who contributes to right. the environment and the learning of our students. And that, in some cases, starts with the school bus driver who welcomes the children on the bus and gets them to school safely and is really working through that. We've heard some conversations about school bus drivers helping distribute food, for example, or willing to at least. And, you know, that's just everybody working together for the kids in Connecticut. And that's so, so important.
Jeff, from what you're hearing, and you're certainly in touch, what do you think? You think the school year will come back, or do you think this is it for this year? You don't know.
Certainly not. We certainly don't know, right? But it's more and more looking as we see all the events that are being canceled right through June and July. You know, the sporting events, the conventions, etc. It kind of looks like our school year may be ended. But at the same time, we're already having discussions amongst education stakeholders about how. Somehow we have to, for example, celebrate somehow the end of the school year, especially for our seniors who are in high school. They've gone through 12 years of school.
Yeah.
They were looking forward to that graduation. We got to figure out how to celebrate them some way or another, whatever health standards allow us to do.
Absolutely. I'm so glad to hear you say that, because you don't want to see the high school seniors get screwed out of something they've been working
work.
12 years for.
Right.
Yeah, and,
exactly.
And, you know, maybe now at the NEAG school or schools of education, this ought to be something that's brought up. You know, you ought to be talking about this adaptive teaching, because obviously, as you say, we're doing it on the fly. I wonder if we'll find things that tend to work better than others, and maybe it should be taught to all prospective teachers.
Absolutely. And as we move forward, I think it's clear to me, and I think it's clear to our organization, that this crisis has put us in a place where most likely teaching is not going to be quite the same as it was before, no matter what. And we have to be prepared for other events like this. And people are talking about the fact that, you know, this virus may you know, go down for a while, but then come back up. So we don't want to kind of invent this whole process all over again, but we want to learn from it. We want to make sure that we're figuring out our best practices as we move forward, getting the resources where they need to be, and then making sure that, again, learning continues, because we certainly don't want a lost generation. We're not that's not acceptable to us. Let's try to figure out how to get this moving forward.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it. Jeff Leake, president of the Connecticut Education Association. Stay safe.
Thanks for being on.
We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, and stay safe yourself.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.